Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in Cameroon. In good times, it accounts for upswings in household spending on clothes, food, toys, and electronic appliances. Not many Cameroonians use the internet for shopping, so from the busy shopping districts of the country's hyperactive economic hub Douala to the teeming hinterland flea markets, consumers are making last-minute purchases in the countdown to December 25. Roadside speakers have been blaring from the first week of December, and shop windows, churches and beer parlors are specially adorned for the occasion. Typically, traders begin planning in November, importing supplies for large crowds of buyers. Shopping generally gets its biggest boost on Christmas Eve. In rural areas, many wait for the last market day. In urban Cameroon, the trend is similar. The week before Christmas is the peak of holiday spending, with wealthier consumers leading the way. Over half of Cameroon's close to 20 million inhabitants live in poverty. Many don't shop until they've received their share of the funds from informal savings groups or tontines. But a few wealthy Cameroonians shop well in advance. Some even travel abroad to buy Christmas goodies. But traders are reporting lagging Christmas sales. They complain that singles, childless couples and non-Christians are trimming their budgets. Nana Alphonse is a Douala-based importer.
Vraiment, ça se passe plus comme avant. Avant, quand on dédouanait un conteneur, on arrivait ici facilement.
He says he'll likely incur losses this year and be stuck with leftover seasonal goods for the next 12 months. He says times have changed dramatically. He imported 2 containers of Christmas goods and is stuck with 3/4 of them. Economists blame the situation on the failure of wages to keep up with rising inflation and slow growth brought on by the global economic crisis. As a result, the notion of buying Christmas gifts is losing some of its sparkle as consumers watch their pennies. Many household breadwinners are feeling the pain. Some say their spouses are threatening divorce and their children are on the verge of uprising. Atem Amos is a father of 6 in the capital Yaoundé.
Master, young man, don't disturb me. In fact, I'm tied up, so this question I cannot even answer you. I don't have money. There are people had too many problems this time around, so I could not prepare for Christmas. You know, my too many family problems, illnesses, death celebrations, and so on. Well, Christmas, there's Christmas every time, so there can still be another Christmas.
Most of the Christmas goods for sale are foreign. Economists predict that once again, Chinese traders will wind up with bigger smiles on their faces than local competitors. Sources at Cameroon's biggest port in Douala say containers from China far surpass those from France and Nigeria. And on streets across the country, hawkers are brandishing mostly Chinese clothing, artificial Christmas trees, electronics and decorations. Jean-Christian Akam is a journalist specializing in economics.
Of course, we notice that most of these products, imported products, are Chinese ones. So it is like Cameroon is becoming day by day 100% market of Chinese products. Everybody can see that in the market we have mostly products that are imported. Perhaps it is because we don't have industrial products that can make competition with those imported.
But not all sectors are suffering from an anemic buying season. Cameroon's public transport sector is ready to welcome thousands crisscrossing the country for family reunions, weddings, and funerals. Breweries are preparing to receive revelers on drinking sprees at beer parlors, nightclubs, and other entertainment venues. And hospitals and clinics are preparing to receive indulgent drinkers and eaters, as well as victims of road accidents and robberies. The religious community is reacting against what it sees as the corruption of the holiday. Reverend Philemon Four of the Cameroon Baptist Convention points the finger at those he says are behind the holidays creeping consumerism, pagans.
The commercial aspect is so much that there are people who actually get indebted because they are trying to celebrate Christmas. It must be because the world has entered a lot into the church and also capitalism.
Four says pagans are joining the church and bringing their materialistic influences with them. He says the only answer to that is better preaching. He thinks Cameroonians should focus on the spiritual renewal that he says the birth of Jesus Christ implies. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Darike Divine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.